Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, George F. Kennan, An American Life, by historian John Lewis Gaddis, is a major biography of the diplomat and strategist whose ideas helped shape United States foreign policy in the early Cold War. Winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Biography. The book follows Kennan from his Midwestern upbringing and early formation in the Foreign Service through his deep immersion in Russian history and language, his wartime assignments, and his decisive role in articulating the logic of containment. Gaddis presents Kennan not only as a policy architect but also as a complex thinker whose moral seriousness, literary gifts, and frequent dissatisfaction with political realities made him both influential and difficult to fit into government life. The biography traces Kennan's public achievements alongside his private struggles, intellectual evolution, and later career as a scholar and public commentator. As a narrative, it also serves as a window into 20th century American diplomacy, the tensions between ideals and power, and the personal costs of living at the center of world events. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, formative years and the making of a diplomat. Gaddis begins by showing how Kennan's early life and education contributed to a distinctive temperament, disciplined, introspective, and intensely serious about culture and history. His decision to enter the United States Foreign Service placed him in an institution that valued reporting and discretion. But Kennan also carried a strong desire to interpret events at a deeper level than routine diplomatic cables allowed. The biography emphasizes his determination to master difficult languages and contexts, particularly Russian, and how this prepared him for postings that demanded patience and long memory. Kennan's personal traits mattered as much as his credentials. He was observant and precise, yet prone to doubt and frustration when bureaucratic processes dulled analysis into slogans. These early chapters set up a central theme of the book. Kennan's best work came when he could think historically and write clearly, while his greatest challenges came when politics demanded quick certainties. By tracing his early training, relationships, and professional habits, Gaddis frames Kennan as a figure shaped by both ambition and unease, someone always striving for standards he feared the world would not meet. Secondly, reading the Soviet Union and the Origins of Containment, a core part of the biography examines Kennan's attempt to explain Soviet behavior to American leaders and the public. Gaddis presents him as a specialist who believed that strategy must be grounded in an understanding of history, ideology, and psychology rather than in mirror imaging. Kennan's influence grew when his analyses offered a coherent way to think about Soviet conduct after World War II, especially in moments when Washington sought clarity amid uncertainty. The book explores how Kennan argued for a long-term approach that combined firmness with restraint, emphasizing that the Soviet system contained internal weaknesses and would respond to consistent pressure over time. At the same time, Gaddis highlights the tension between Kennan's nuanced recommendations and the way broad concepts can be simplified once they enter political competition. Kennan became associated with a doctrine that many invoked, sometimes in ways he did not endorse. This section illustrates how strategic ideas migrate from expert analysis to public policy, where priorities such as budgets, alliances, and domestic politics reshape them. The biography uses containment as both an achievement and a cautionary tale about how authorship can be claimed and contested in national strategy. Thirdly, policy influence, institutional friction, and public responsibility. Gaddis portrays Kennan's years of greatest policy proximity as a period of intense productivity mixed with growing discomfort. In government, Kennan could help set agendas, draft guidance, and advise senior officials, yet he struggled with the realities of compromise, publicity, and interagency rivalry. The biography details how ideas become policy through institutions that reward negotiation and messaging, not only insight. Kennan's gifts as a writer and analyst made him effective in shaping frameworks, but his temperament and standards made him impatient with what he saw as shallow debate or over-militarized thinking. Gaddis shows how Kennan's role placed him in the ethical position of a public servant whose words could steer events affecting millions, while also making him vulnerable to political backlash when interpretations shifted. This topic also addresses Kennan's complicated relationship with public communication. He valued careful language, but the public sphere demanded shorthand and certainty, turning complex prescriptions into rallying cries. The resulting friction helps explain why Kennan repeatedly moved between influence and marginalization. Through this arc, the book offers a realistic picture of how intellectual rigor operates inside power, and why even celebrated strategists can find official life constraining. Fourthly, from insider to critic later views on strategy, war, and American power. As Kennan's career progressed, Gaddis traces his transformation from government architect to prominent critic of aspects of Cold War practice. This was not simply a change of sides, but an extension of his belief that strategy should be proportionate, historically informed, and mindful of unintended consequences. the biography presents Kinnan as wary of policies that treated military buildup as the default answer, and as concerned that domestic politics could harden flexible concepts into permanent commitments. Gaddis situates Kinnan's later commentary within the wider evolution of American power, showing how new crises and new leaders tested the balance between diplomacy and force. Kinnan's critiques often centered on limits, limits of knowledge, limits of coercion, and limits of ideological crusades. Yet he was also a patriot who wanted the United States to act prudently and preserve its moral authority. This section highlights the enduring relevance of his method even when specific predictions were debated. By following Kinnan into his role as elder statesman and public intellectual, the book becomes more than a biography of one man. It becomes a study of how democratic societies revisit and revise grand strategy while living with the legacies of earlier choices. Lastly, character, contradictions, and the human cost of statecraft. Gaddis gives substantial attention to Kinnan's inner life because the story is ultimately about how personality shapes public impact. Kinnan appears as a man of striking intellect and high standards, but also of recurring melancholy, isolation, and dissatisfaction. The biography examines how these traits affected his relationships, his capacity to work within institutions, and his reactions to success and controversy. Kinnan's ability to write with clarity and depth made him persuasive, yet his sensitivity to misinterpretation made public attention painful. Gaddis treats these contradictions as integral to understanding his legacy. The same insistence on nuance that produced brilliant analysis also made him uncomfortable with the simplified narratives that states often require. This topic also considers the sacrifices involved in diplomatic life, including long separations, constant relocation, and the pressure of representing national interests during crisis. By portraying Kinnan in full human scale, the book encourages readers to question the myth of the flawless strategist and to appreciate the moral and emotional burdens carried by those who advise on war and peace. The result is a portrait that links private experience to public history without reducing either to a single explanation. In conclusion, this book will reward readers interested in Cold War history, United States, foreign policy, diplomacy, and the craft of strategy, as well as anyone who enjoys biography that treats ideas as forces in the world. Students and professionals in international relations will benefit from seeing how a concept like containment emerges from deep area knowledge, then changes as it moves through institutions and politics. General readers gain a vivid sense of how 20th century crises were experienced by people making decisions under uncertainty, and how moral judgment intersects with national interest. The book can improve a reader's life by strengthening habits of long-term thinking, careful language, and skepticism toward overly simple solutions, skills that matter in civic debate as much as in policy work. Compared with similar Cold War narratives that focus on events or administrations, Gaddis offers a uniquely balanced combination of intellectual biography and institutional history. Kinnan is neither idolized nor dismissed. He is shown as brilliant, limited, principled, and fallible, which makes the lessons more credible. The Pulitzer recognition reflects the book's depth and narrative skill, making it a strong purchase for anyone seeking a definitive, thoughtfully written account of a pivotal American thinker. If you would like to support John Lewis Gaddis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.